on FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Tributes are being paid to the music legend David Bowie, who's died at the age of 69. Kieran has more for KMFM.
Well, the singer, songwriter and actor had fought cancer for 18 months. He passed away yesterday, surrounded by his family. His son confirmed the news this morning on Twitter, saying, "Very sorry and sad to say it's true." His groundbreaking music inspired generations during a career spanning more than five decades. David Sinclair is a music journalist.
He was simply, you know, a powerhouse of creativity and of imagination, and he captured the imagination of people several generations as he went along.
His biographer Wendy Lee says he was a versatile star.
He was a songwriter, he was a singer, he was an actor, he was a composer, he was an impresario, he was an artist, he was a poet, he was everything. He was a Renaissance man, he was a superstar.
It all started when he joined a group in Maidstone in the 1960s. Mike Whitehead was the band's drummer.
What impressed us was, you know, he was determined to make a go of it. You know, he wanted it just to be, normal, if you like, in a way of sound. He was looking, you know, for sound, and he wanted to get on and make it big. You see, well, we did as well, but of course that didn't happen with us.
Meantime, these people in the town say they're shocked by the star's death.
Yeah, saddened, just completely overwhelmed. He was a big influence on my music career.
So yeah, and that goes out to the man and his family and his friends and colleagues.
It seems so young for a talented man to die so early, and I'm very sorry.
Among those paying tribute are Madonna, who says he changed her life, while Ricky Gervais says he just lost a hero. KMFM's Tony Blackburn's described him as a giant in the world of music. You can read more tributes at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
A man in his 80s has died after being hit by a car in Dover. It happened on the A20 Talmore Street on Saturday night. Police are urging anyone who saw the pedestrian or silver Peugeot 206 to contact them. David Cameron's promising to boost mental health services in England. The Prime Minister's announcing £1 billion of extra funding to treat postnatal depression and anorexia among teenagers. There'll also be more counselling available for troubled families. GP Ella Cannon says the money is badly needed.
It's a very common problem, postnatal depression, baby blues, more severe mental health problems, and really I've seen in my own practice that there are very few services around.
It's being claimed the mastermind behind the Paris terror attacks, which killed 130 people, got into the UK via Dover despite being a wanted terrorist. The Guardian claims Abdulhamid Abahoud travelled through the Kent port last year. It's led to more calls for security and checks to be tightened. The Home Office say they can neither confirm or deny issues of national security.
KMFM News.
The owners of a Kent pub are calling on road bosses to bring in safety measures on a part of the A2 after two men died in a crash on New Year's Day. The car they were in hit a war memorial on London Road in Tenham near the Dover Castle pub. Landlord Phil Hope has launched a petition calling for the speed limit to be cut.
We need to start slowing the traffic down a lot further down the road, sort of half a mile away from the village, so when they do get to the village there's then traffic calming measures to slow them down even further.
Five people have lost their lives on the stretch of road in the past 7 years, and video has emerged of a little girl from Medway moving her toes after undergoing surgery in America to help her walk on her own.
Sit wiggle with both toes, wiggle your toes, Paige. Good girl.
5-year-old Paige Stewart from Raynham has cerebral palsy and needs a frame to try and get around. Her family have managed to raise more than £40,000 so she could have the operation last week. That's not available on the NHS. You can see the video at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM Showbiz.
The epic survival thriller The Revenant has won 3 Golden Globe Awards, with more on the awards in LA overnight. Here's Nicola.
Well, the story of a 19th century fur trapper picked up Best Drama, Best Director and Best Actor for Leonardo DiCaprio.
2 years ago, we found ourselves submerged deep in nature with all of its complications and all the beauty that it gave us cinematically. This film was about survival. It was about adaptation. It was about the triumph of the human spirit. But more than anything, it was about trust.
The Martian won two top prizes, Best Comedy Film and Best Actor in a Comedy for Matt Damon, while Brie Larson took Best Actress for Room. British winners included Kate Winslet for her role in the Steve Jobs film, and Sam Smith, whose Bond theme Writing's on the Wall won Best Original Song.
I genuinely didn't think we were going to get this, so thank you so much, guys. This has been the most interesting night of my life. This is amazing. I hope you're having a good time, because we are.
Other winners included Jennifer Lawrence for Best Actress in a Comedy or Musical Film for Joy, and John Hamm for Best Actor in a TV Drama for Mad Men, which finished last year.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.